about the Pauli exclusion principle. So Pauli exclusion principle tells you that you can't put two electrons in the same state with the same spin. So there can't be two 1s spin up electrons. And this is automatically fulfilled when we build these Slater determinants. Because if we take two orbitals and their two columns are exactly the same, then the determinant is zero. So you only get a wave function, and so you take the determinant to find out what the wave function is, but it's zero. So you don't get a wave function if you put two electrons in the same state. But this idea that the multi-electron wave function can be written as the product of atomic orbitals, this is only an approximation. When I was talking about helium, we saw that the true ground state wave function cannot be written as the product of two functions. So for helium, it was not possible to write this R1, R2. It was not possible to write it somehow as a function of R1 and a function of R2, like this, as a product. We needed to include terms like R1 minus R2. And when you include terms like R1 minus R2, you can't write it as a product like this. And as a consequence, it turns out that the Pauli exclusion principle, the way it's usually stated, only applies to an approximation. It only applies when you write the multi-electron wave function as a product of wave functions. For a true wave function, the true ground state wave function, which is not a product of wave functions, it doesn't make sense anymore. Because you can't identify the wave function of electron 1 and the wave function of electron 2, so you can't put 2 in wave function 1, wave function 2. It's just a complicated function of R1 and R2. And I felt kind of swindled when I heard this, because the Pauli exclusion principle always seemed to be very fundamental part of physics, but it depends on using a certain approximation, and it turns out it's an approximation that's very commonly used because of the difficulty solving the Schrödinger equation. The Schrödinger equation is so difficult to solve that people almost always try to find a solution, even though they know it won't be the best solution, they try to find a solution in terms of products of wave functions. And when you do that, then the Pauli exclusion principle in that form is valid. What's always valid is, if for any wave function, if you exchange R1 and R2, the wave function has to change sign for fermions. So for fermions, if you exchange R1 and R2, any two electrons at all, then the wave function has to change sign. But the Pauli exclusion principle that only one electron can go in one orbital, that's only applies to this approximation where you write the multi-electron wave function in terms of a product state, in terms of a product of functions.